Okay, so let's learn together two pieces from the Lev Eliyahu. They're really connected. It's on page Resh Nun Vav in Chelek Aleph, and then we're going to do tonight in Mitzvah Hashem Kuf Lamed Gimel and Kuf Lamed Dalet. Okay, so in Kuf Lamed Gimel, Rabbi Elia says as follows. There's a Gemara in Shavuos and Daf Lamed. Minayin Ledayin, Shabo Lefanav Bez Balei Dinim. Let's say you're a judge. A lot of the mitzvahs of the Torah, by the way, are dependent on being a judge. There's a ton of mitzvahs, like especially in Parashas Mishpatim and elsewhere, that is really just, you have to be a judge in order to be mekayim certain mitzvahs. But we extend the concept of a judge to everybody, and as we'll see tonight. So if you're a judge and two litigants come before you, Echad lavish smartutin, v'echad lavish itztalis bas me'amana. One is wearing shmatis. One is a very poor man, very torn, worn out clothing. And the other one is wearing like a tuxedo, very chash of a beged. So what do you do? It's not really fair. The judge is automatically going to be impressed by the one wearing the fancy clothing, and not with the one wearing the shmata. So he might, on one hand, tilt the judgment in the favor of the person that's more impressive. On the other hand, maybe he's a bleeding heart liberal judge, and he's going to dafka go with the poor person over the rich person to let the rich guy suffer a little bit. And all of that is, of course, not what a dayan is supposed to do. A courtroom is not a place to nurse grievances against society and rich people, poor people. A courtroom is a place that you're supposed to just paskin the halacha as it is. It's whatever the Shulchan Aruch says. You're not supposed to favor the rich. You're not supposed to favor the poor. You have to keep it very even. But it's very hard because in front of the judge, he has these two diametrically opposite people. So what do you do? So the halacha is very interesting. Sha'aymrim lai, ay lavush kamaisai, ay habisheu kamaischa. Either you wear, like, you dress down, or we'll dress him up. But you can't have such a discrepancy in clothing. It has to be, they either both have to be wearing tuxedos, or they both have to be wearing shmatas. And we'll arrange that. We'll be happy to arrange. But they can't have such a polar opposite in terms of clothing. How do you know that? Tamid leimar midvar sheker tirchak. Okay, so how do you know it? Because midvar sheker tirchak. Because you have to stay away from lies. And so there's something that's going to be not truthful about the din if this vast difference between the way the two are dressed is allowed to remain in the court. Hine kfar omar hagris zal. The gris is, of course, Rabbi Saul Salanter. He says as follows, kol adam dayin al atzmai. He has a very famous rule that every single person is a judge on himself. What does that mean? Klaimar, yetzer tov yetzer hara shel ha'adam, hema balidin. We're all judges. We're all judges in general. There was a very good book, if you're interested in reading about the concept of being dan lekav schus, which is also, what does it mean? You have to judge people favorably. Now, if you stop and think about what that means, it means that we're all judges, and we are. We don't have to be wearing robes and sit in a courtroom to be a judge. We're judging everybody as we speak. A person judges people, by the way they dress, by what color yarmulke they have, what color shirt they have, what kind of shoes they have, and we look people up and down, not all of us, but many people, and we were very judgmental. We're able to size up a person very quickly, so we're judging people all the time. And then we see things and we judge people on the basis of what we see, and we know that it's not always the way it seems life. Life, a lot of times, you think that it's very obvious that what I'm seeing is true, and then it turns out that it's quite the opposite, that whatever you thought, was not the truth. And So there's a great book that's written on the topic. It's called Courtrooms of the Mind. I think Rav Henoch Teller wrote it. It's one of like the early, now there's a lot of other books on the topic, but that was probably one of the first books written, and it gives a lot of these types of being down lekav schus case studies, how you thought you saw one thing, but it was really the opposite. But I always loved that title, Courtrooms of the Mind, because that's really, in our mind, there's constantly a court. The court is always in session, and we're always the judge. And we judge people constantly, and we should never judge other people, because we, as you get older in life, you realize that you don't know anything about anything. Not you, me, everybody. Nobody knows anything about anybody else. Unless you're in the other person's shoes, unless you really know everything about that other person, you can't really judge them, because like, what right do you have to judge anybody? So, but we are judging. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter applies this halacha that we learned just now from Maseches Shavuos to everyday life. Klaimer, Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara Shel Adam, Hema Bali Din. There's always a struggle. There's always two litigants in front of us. We're the judge. We're sitting on the bench. And there's a Yetzer HaTov, and there's a Yetzer Hara, and they're both trying to win the case. Vu Olav Lifsek HaDin Imi. And we have to paskin. Like, who are we going to side with? Are we going to side with our Yetzer Hara? Are we going to give in to him? And we generally, I think, a lot of times, we do. Sometimes we'll give in to the Yetzer HaTov. We're judging, you know, who do we like better? Who should we side with? Who are we going to favor? We're going to favor the Yetzer HaTov or favor the Yetzer Hara? Ukiragil, Hari Yetzer Hara Lavash Itzelis Bas Meyam Mana Bene Adam. The Yetzer Hara is always wearing a tuxedo. The Yetzer Hara is always the one. The Yetzer Hara is always the one that's the most interesting, the most tantalizing, the most, it's geschmack. You want to side with the Yetzer. You look at the Yetzer, he looks spiffy, he looks spitz. You know, and so you naturally gravitate to the Yetzer because, yeah, that's what I want. I want to be with that guy. That looks like fun. That looks like interesting. That looks exciting. Whichever way you want to define it, but there's something about the Yetzer that he's always wearing that sharp tuxedo. The Yetzer Tov. What's the Yetzer Tov wearing? Nebuch. The Yetzer Tov is wearing smartutin. The Yetzer Tov is always wearing the shmatas. He doesn't look so good. He looks like, he's a nerdy guy, the Yetzer. Like, the Yetzer Tov. It's like, he wants me to learn, and the Yetzer wants me to watch a movie. Which is more tantalizing, learn the Gemara or a movie? So, halavai should be the Gemara. Maybe some of you feel Gemara, but generally speaking, it's like the Yetzirah is like, yeah, that's geschmack, that's a tuxedo, that's a spiffy outfit, shiny outfit. And the Yetzer HaTov is like, we know he's a good guy, he's Nebuch, he's not so good in personal branding. He's not that great with personal branding. He doesn't have such a good, he's not so good with marketing himself. And so we're much more interested, generally speaking, in running after the Yetzirah. So what do you have to do, says Yisrael Salanter? If you have two people in front of you, we just learned the halacha. If you have two people in front of you and they're both vying for your attention, they're both trying to win a din, but one is wearing something really sharp and the other one is wearing something that's really shvach, so what do? So you have to make sure to even the playing field. You got to either put a tuxedo on both of them or put shmatis on both of them, but they can't have this... You can't have this big dichotomy between the two of them. Lachain sarachub hafalas beis devarim. So you have a choice. Now, if I'm going to judge who I want to side with, the Yetzer HaTov, the Yetzer Hara, so I got to even it out. Aisha yalbish gam li Yetzer HaTov, itzdilis bas me'amon. Either I got to put a nice garment on the Yetzer HaTov, make him look spitz. Dainashish, how do I do that? Dainashish tadol. Lovely de hargoshes einig bavet Hashem isparach liesla kimishkal negde litanuga elamazet. That's one option. One option, says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, is you gotta build the personal brand of the Yetzer HaTov. The Yetzer HaTov is shvach in your eyes right now. The Yetzer HaTov is not so, like, it's not looking so good. You're not really getting that high thing about davening Ma'ariv, you're not getting that high thing about learning, thing about, you know, making a seder over Ben Azmanim, over intercession, it's not doing it for you, so you have to make it do it for you. You can't just say, well, that's the way it is, it's wearing smart tooth, it's not fair. So if you want to be a fair judge in life, and you're always being, you know, tossing back and forth between the Yetzer HaTov and the Yetzer HaRa, you're always vacillating, which one should I be? Which one should I side with? In order to make it fair, you got to either beef up the Yetzer HaTov, which means you got to get yourself, you got to learn Musa, you got to think about it in a geschmacka way, you have to hear shirim about it, then make it really, you know, like palatable, like you want to have a geschmack, just like you want to maybe watch a movie really badly. You should also want to really learn Gemara. You should really want to daven. You should want to do chesed. You should want to, right? You have to put a tuxedo on the Yetzer HaTov. That's part of our avodah in life, is to try to build ourselves up, to be ma'ir ourselves, to make a geshmak. It's not fair otherwise. The Yetzer HaTov needs our help. He needs a personal dresser. He needs a personal shopper. He needs you to be able to go and make it more like beautiful to do it. There are people that love it. There are people that actually love davening. There are people that love learning. There are people that just can't get enough of it. People that look forward a whole year to Lulav and Esrog, to building a sukkah. Some people just roll their eye, okay, fine, this is what I have to do. I got to do it. What am I going to do? So I have to go get a Lulav and Esrog. I got to go put up a sukkah. And then there are people that, like, they live for it. They live for it. There are people that mamash, they get, like, their heart starts racing, you know, when they think about doing something that's a mitzvah. So that's one way of being a judge. You have to make it as geshmak to do a mitzvah as it's geshmak to do an aveira. You got to even it. It's not fair otherwise. Or, says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, you got to go the opposite. If maybe that's too hard for you to do, I'm not excited about doing mitzvahs. Fine, Aisha Yalbish Gamas Hayetzahara Smartutin. Then put Smartutin, put Shmatis. Take that tuxedo off of the Yetzara and put him in Shmatis to match the Yetzara Taiv. How do you do that? Kloimar Sheyishtamish BeEmtzayim Ka'elu Sheyimnu MeYetzahara Lisanig BeHanayis Eilam Hazeh. That you have to try to use certain methods that the Yetzirah is not wearing a tuxedo. The Yetzirah is not looking so good. You see through the Yetzirah. You're able to, like, say, this is all Yetzirah, this is what I, you know, what's so great about it? Like, why is that so, why are people even interested in that? Right? Now, because the truth is, it is a myth. It's all a sham anyway, right? The whole Yetzirah is really, it's really a bluff. It's a big bluff. But the world makes us interested, and the world makes us believe that it's, there's something very geschmack about doing this Avera or doing that. But then once you do it, it's like, this is what it's all about. This is what the whole world is going crazy over. And so there's two ways of dealing with life. We have a struggle. Everyone has a struggle between the Yetzirah and the Yetzirah type. So Rabbi Elie Lapian is saying, B'Shem Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that you could do it in one of two ways. You have to make it even. If you're a judge and you're judging between the Yetzirah type, make it even. Either you got to build up the Yetzirah type or you got to knock down the Yetzirah. You can't just allow things to just go status quo because it's just not fair. You're not going to be a fair judge. So either you have to, you know, build up Yiddishkeit or you got to knock down the tanugim of Eilam Hazeh and say it's not so geshmak. It's not so great the Yetzer. So that's putting a shmata on the Yetzer Hara. Or you could dress up the Yetzer Hara. But you got to do one or the other. To keep your whole life going and think that the Yetzara is glamorous and the Yetzara Taiv is Nebuch, that's a terrible injustice to yourself and to the whole system, your whole justice system. And that's what, and sometimes it's easier to like see the Yetzara for what it is and really like look at it as being like that it's a Nebuch, this whole Yetzara. sometimes that's easier for certain people. Sometimes it's easier for people to build up their geshmak in Torah and mitzvahs. But whatever it is, you got to do something. You don't have a choice. You can't just let it go because it's not fair. I think there's a var from, I think Rav Shalom Shvadron maybe used to say it over by from his Rebbe, Rav Leib Chasman. I think he used to say that, like a mashal about a person in a movie theater, and you know, everybody's like watching the movie, everybody's like into the movie. It's like a geshmaka movie, and some guy comes into the room and turns on the lights. And all of a sudden, everyone starts screaming, and like, what do you turn on the lights for, you know? So, you know, and he, the point was that, like, you know, that the Yetzirah only is really able to function. It's only able to do its magic on us when we're living in a fantasy world. When we turn out the lights and we pretend like that there's some reality, that's when he has a grip on us. But if you turn on the lights and you look at it, you know, in the real world, with the sun glaring on the Yetzirah, he evaporates. There is nothing really to it. A lot of the Yetzirah is just a figment of our imagination. It's just whatever it is. The taiva is taivas are taivas, but it's very empty. The Mesos Yisham writes about even like the greatest taivas, right? Taivas Nashim, let's say. The Mesos Yisham has one line in a sefer that's like, you know, he says that it's mamish, it's a hanas rega echad. Like it's a secondary, this whole thing that the whole world is going crazy over, it's mamish, it's a second of hana, and for what? Like, and that's it. It's a second of hana, and for that, you know, terrible consequences, and as we all know, on every level, for a momentary taiva. So the whole world is going crazy over it, but it's a bluff. It's etzem a bluff. And the same thing is true for all the Tanugim of Eilam Hazah. There was a great Rosh Shiva, his name was Rav Mendel Kaplan. He used to give great mashalim, and he would say that when I see a brand new car, a car is a taiva, it's Eilam Hazah, right? You see a brand new Lambo, you see a brand new, I don't know, a chash of a car, a Schwitz Corvette or something. He says, I know everybody in the world is looking at it, wow, it's unbelievable, this car. He says, I look at it 10 years from now in a junkyard with the tires facing up in the air. That's how I look at it. In other words, he's putting smartutin on the Yetzirah. He's basically saying, look, I know you're the Yetzirah, I know you have a job to do, but let's take it easy with it. You know, let's take the tuxedo off and put regular clothes on the guy, and now you'll see that the Yetzirah doesn't really have that much kayach in the world. Because it's true. Like, lemaisa, it is true. The car will be someday a piece of garbage. So what are you getting all excited about it today for? If you give anything time, it's like that. If there's any, you know, if the Taivas Nashim, there's a woman, she seems to be attractive. And then if you think in 15 years from now, in 20 years from now, no one's looking at her. So like what? So the whole thing is just a bluff. It's just a matter of time. And everything is like that in life. If it's just, it's a momentary thing that you're attracted to, but like after a while, it's worthless. So that's the smartutin that you could do. Or if you want to keep the Yetzirah, if you don't like that talk, you like to think that there is something to the world, fine. But then you have to at least build up the Yetzirah Tov. You have to give him, put good clothing on him, build him up, and try to get into your system that I'm excited about Yantav, I'm excited about Shabbos, I'm excited about learning, I'm excited about davening. And ask yourself, do you get excited about these things or not? When a Yantav is coming, if besides for Purim, I think everybody's excited about Purim, but like if Pesach is coming, do you genuinely get excited about Pesach? Is it something that you're looking forward to eating the matzahs and the mar and the dalad kaisis and the mitzayim and the sipri tzimtzayim? Is it something that you look forward to? Or is it something, all right, listen, I got to do it. What am I going to do? It's a mitzvah, so I'm doing it. Which, you know, if that's your attitude and if that's our attitude, then you know, we owe it to ourselves. We're going to be living a long life. We have to try to become like those type of people that are really pumped for the things. They get excited about different experiences of a yontif coming up. It's one or the other. You have to either dress up one or dress down the other. Let's see the sister to that. Kof Lamed Dalet. Al pi zeh yivur heitim ha-shamar chazal lo'olam yargazad mi'etzer tal yitzara. So Rabbi Elia adds to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's beautiful vart, another gorgeous vart. And he says that the Gemara says in Brachas that a person should always be yargaz yitzer tal yitzara. He should always like make a conflict. Always conflict the yitzara tov with the yitzara. Always like agitate. The yitzara tov should be agitating the yitzara. Natschai mutav. If you're able to win, if you're able to emerge victorious over the Yetzara, you fought and you won the Yetzara, great, mutav, unbelievable. V'im lav, let's say you're not able to. Let's say you keep trying to win the battle, but you keep losing time after time, night after night. You keep giving, you lose to the Yetzara. So what should you do? The Gemara says, Yasek v'taira. You should sit and learn Taira. What does that mean? How do you understand this Chazal? So he explains the Hainu Sheyalbish Gamli Yetzer Tov Itzdilis Basmei Amana. What you should do is you should dress up the Yetzer HaTov Shpitz. Make it also wearing a fancy beged worth 100 mana. Shayidei Esek HaTaira Yargish Einig Baruchnias V'Yeda Matav Chalkai. If there's one way of getting, of feeling the spiritual high of Ruchnias, it's with Limud HaTorah. If sometimes, you know, you're learning with your chavrusa and you understand something that you didn't understand before and it clicks, or you go and you or your Rebbe gives a beautiful shir, or you hear a great shmuz, a sicha, a dvar Torah, and there's like a tainug ruchni when it comes to Torah. Torah gives you that high if you're in tune to it. So he says, learning Torah, Esek HaTorah, that's the way you dress up the Yetzer HaTov. If there's one thing that's going to get you into anything, it's going to be Torah. And by the way, this is true for Yom Tovim. Like we were saying before, you know, how do you feel about a Yantiv? Some people love Yom Tovim, some people don't love Yom Tovim. It's too much family time, it's too much. You know, there's Cheshbonos, everybody has their own opinion about Yantiv, especially a three-day Yantiv. Three-day Yantiv is like the biggest pejorative that you could come up with. People go into cardiac arrest when they hear about a three-day Yantiv. It's like the worst thing in the world. For some people, it is Gehenna. It's 3 days without a phone, 3 days with your family, 3 days, you know, not being able to drive a car. It's difficult for some people. Some people say, 3 day Yantiv, it's Mamash Eilam Haba for 3 days. Beautiful. Now, how do you get there? How are you able to like really love Yantiv? Let's say Pesach. How are you able to love Pesach? How am I able to up my game on Pesach to really appreciate it? So Chazal tell us that Nazkira Deidecha Miyayin is a medrash in Shir Hashirim. It says that by learning the sugyas of Yantiv on Yantiv, you get a really deep appreciation for the Yantiv. So if let's say on Yantiv you're sitting in your, you know, you're sitting at home and you're learning Psachim, or you're learning Mishneh Berurah on Hilchos Pesach, or you're learning a Sefer Pachad Yitzchak on Pesach, or some, you're getting into the depth of the Yantiv through Torah, that's the way you make the Yantiv beautiful. You beautify your Yantiv by learning about the Yantiv on the Yantiv. Or by learning Shleishim Yom Kedem HaChag, it's another way of doing it. But like the Torah, if there's one way that's going to really be able to inject like a love for the Yantiv, it's learning the laws of the Yantiv. It's learning the Torah of the Yantiv, the Machshav of the Yantiv. And now I'm living it. Sukkahs, you sit in a sukkah, you learn about Hilchas Sukkah, you learn the Lamdas of a sukkah, you learn Maseches Sukkah. There's nothing more beautiful than sitting in a sukkah, learning about the yantiv itself. That's a way of really raising the bar of your avasha mitzvahs through Torah. So that's how we understand this Gemara. If you have a struggle between the Yetzer HaTov and the Yetzer HaRa, if you're able to win the Yetzer HaRa, kudos, amazing. But you can't. So what do you do? Learn Torah. What does it mean, learn Torah? It means dress up. Dress up whatever you're doing, because through Torah, Torah is going to be able to really polish up, to be the tuxedo on the mitzvah. When I was a bachur in a certain yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, so we had a few roommates, and all good guys, but one of them, I noticed, it was weird, he wasn't coming to davening. Me and my friends were going to daven. The fourth roommate, he wasn't coming to davening, and then he would we came back to the room by breakfast for a few minutes, and we went down to the base medrash, and he was in bed, and then a minute later, we see him coming and learning in the base medrash. It was very odd, he didn't daven. It didn't seem like he davened at all. And the whole day went by, he didn't daven. So my friend and I were concerned about him. And so what we did was, he kept his tefillin on top of the locker, in the room. So we put a little cotton ball. You heard this story?
He said it one time.
Yeah. So we put a cotton ball on top of the tefillin bag. I was always a mashgiach, apparently. And I wanted to see how long that cotton ball would sit on the tefillin bag. And it was there for a day, and then 2 days, and a week, and 3 weeks, and he wasn't wearing tefillin. And, and this was before, the tkufa of kids at risk. He was, way ahead of his time. So, we didn't know, what to do. What do you do? You can't go over to a yeshiva bacher and say, you haven't been wearing tefillin for 3 weeks. So what do you do? So we didn't know. So we went to one of the rabbeim. And he said a very posh eitza, so brilliant in its simplicity. He says, "Go over to him and ask him if he wants to learn with you Hilchos Tefillin in Mishnah Berurah." So, all right. So I did that. My roommate went over to him and he said, "Okay, fine." And they started learning Hilchos Tefillin, and of course, you start putting on tefillin. If you're learning Hilchos Tefillin, you're not going to not wear tefillin. Torah is the way to really, Torah is the steroids of mitzvahs. Stop doing mitzvahs without any tam. It's hard. You do lulav and aser, you don't know what it's all about. Chanukah, you don't know what it's all about. You're lighting a menorah, it's all mitzvahs hanashim ulmadi. You're just lighting it like an amar. There's no tam to it. So of course you're not going to want to do it. If you're not interested in doing something, or you don't understand what you're doing, so you're not going to be so, it's going to be smartutin, it's always going to be shmatas. How do you put a tuxedo on a mitzvah? You learn about the mitzvah. If you become the world's biggest expert in tefillah, or in tefillin, or in tzitzis, or in lulav and esri, and you mamish mastered it, you're going to be looking forward to it, because it's interesting to you. It becomes a fascination to you. You're you want to know as much as you can about this mitzvah, and you learned about it, and so it should be really, it should be an amazing experience if you really are into it. If you're into davening, which means that you learn about davening, learn the halachas of davening, learn about, what you're saying when you're davening, and what your kavanah should be, and how to not be distracted, and then davening is an experience. If you're davening and it's a shvacha davening, you don't know anything about it, you don't understand davening, you don't understand why you're doing it, it's just it's just the minig that you're doing, you're davening. So it's not a pella that people aren't running to davening in the morning, because for what? I'll do it in my room for 3 minutes and come to the base medrash, because it's not meaningful. The way that you dress up a mitzvah is by learning about the mitzvah. The Esek HaTorah is really it's the greatest way of really putting a tuxedo on a mitzvah. V'chein yikra kriya shema, you could say, the Gemara says there, it's to say kriya shema. Zeh in yichizik amunah v'kabos al-machas shamayim ba'avo. That's the ability, kriya shema is the amuna element of it. Avalim gam zeh ena maspik loy neged takvuris yetzar alav. Let's say that's not doing it either. What do you do then? If I'm not going to, if the learning is not helping, sometimes that happens, Yaskir Liam Amisa, the Gemara continues that the way you should ultimately do it is, you should remind him of the day of death. What does that mean? Klaimar, Yasir me Yitzharis Itztalisai, take off, strip the Yitzharah from of his fancy beged, V'yalbishay Smartutin, and put on him Shmatis. How do you do that? Ayideh Zeh, Sheyazkir loy maye b'sayfai. If you remember that this is not going to last forever, there will be a day of reckoning, and then the hanois are nothing, and it's not going to last. This whole thing is a bluff. Taino la'ana tahelech. Where am I going? L'makam afarim v'saleya. What what's the gaiva about? What's the gaiva? The gaiva, you know, when you're young, it's easy to be miskaya, but like if you're able to be yazkir yom ha'mavis, that it's all. That's the stripping of the Eitzahara's clothing and showing that it's a bluff. The whole world, it's all, you got 70 years in this world, maybe, and then there's going to be an you have to answer it to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and you know, and even the 70 years, most of the 70 years are not geschmack, and it's, so the whole world is not, it's not worth it. Just cheshbendik, it doesn't make sense what we're doing, that we're busy spending time running after the taivas of Eilam Hazeh, when the taivas themselves aren't really such, they're not a long taiva, it's a secondary taiva. And we're going to have to pay a price for that taiva, and it's not worth it. And the real geschmack in the world is really the spiritual high that a person gets when he's learning Torah, when he's doing the right thing, when he feels good about himself. That's, you know, that's something that's the Yazkir Le'em Amisa. You either have to, Esek HaTayr builds up the Yetzer HaTayv, but the Eim HaMavis, the puncturing of the balloon, the shattering of the myth of the Yetzer Ha, is the dressing down of the Yetzer Hara, and we have to do one or the other. And, you know, there are different schools of thought in Europe about different ways of dealing with life and how to look at things. There was a famous debate. There was like a long-standing rivalry between two major yeshivas in Europe. One was called Slabotka, and one was called Nevardik. And they were both great Musar centers in Europe. Slabotka was just one base medrash. Nevardik was like, I don't know, 75, like a network all throughout Russia. 75, like big yeshivas started by the Alter Nevardik. And their hashkafas were diametrically opposite one another. Slabotka believed, through the Alter's hashkafa, in godless adam. You have to build up man. You have to make sure that man is great. You have to feel good about yourself. You have to pump yourself up. You have to pump your talmidim up. Make them feel like they're superstars. They're kings of the world. And you know they want to just do mitzvahs and Torah because they are so great. Nevardik was like breaking man, like you're nothing, you're a piece of garbage, you're like dirt, you have no, there's nothing to you, you're like, you know, complete, it's spotless, complete bittle of what a person is. So one is like building up man, and one of them is knocking down man. And it's not for us to be machria to decide which was right, which was wrong, because, you know, there were great people that came out of Nevardik, the Stipler came out of Nevardik, the Rav Yaffin came out of Nevardik, it was Rosh Yeshiva Nevardik, the Alter from Nevardik was obviously from Nevardik, and then there was Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky was Nevardik. There were plenty of Nevardik, great, great Nevardik people. This is not in any way, but if you look at who came out of Slabotka, all the major Rosh Yeshivas throughout Eretz Yisrael, Europe, America, came from that little one base medrash in Slabotka, Rav Aaron Kotler, Rav Shach, Rav Ruderman, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rav David Leibowitz, Rav Huttner, and many, Rav Amelia Kaplan. The list goes on. It's a list that's like unbelievable. It's like an unbelievable list, one after another, all the mirrors came out, the Finkels, you know, the Alter's son, the Alter's, they were all from this one little base medrash in Slabotka, came out tire that spread throughout the whole world. And I think it's sort of like what, you know, this difference is sort of like what we're saying. Like you could either build up or you could push down. It's like a seesaw. I could choose to push down the Yetzer Hara or I could build up the Yetzer HaTov. I could say the Yetzer HaTov is unbelievable. Adam is great. You have a mission to do and you have to make sure every Shabbos, every Yantar, every Davening, every Seder is unbelievable. Pump yourself up because you're great. Or you could say, you know, this whole life is horrible. It's black. It's dark. It's miserable. You know, the Eitzahara, don't. What are you even worried about the Eitzahara for? It's all bluff. It's all, you know, that's another way of looking at it. And both of them have you know, have validity. Both of them obviously are a shita in and of themselves. I think Americans, you know, and maybe this whole generation gravitates obviously more to Slabotka. We like to be built up. We don't want to be pushed down. It doesn't work to make us depressed and make us feel lowly. It's not, nobody wants that anymore. Maybe they used to, but not anymore. So I think probably it's healthier. You could do both, but if you're going to do one thing, let's try to, you know, through Liman HaTaira, to try to like get ourselves into doing the mitzvahs properly and loving the mitzvah of tefillin, appreciating the mitzvah of tzitzis and Shabbos and yantiv, and trying to make it, because it's important. We're going through a whole long life, and we're going to have families in mitzvah, and we're going to have children, we're going to have wives, we're going to have, you know, families. We're going to want to like make a geshmak yantiv, make Shabbos, make like all the mitzvahs, like make it like candy, like you want it. This is something you want. And so I guess building up the eights for us, I think I would advise, you know, maybe it's not going to help so much to break the yetzer and to put shmatis on him. It may or may not work, but building up Torah, building up mitzvahs in our own minds and in the chaburah's mind, I think that would be something that would be that would work. And mitzvah Hashem will be able to at least level the playing field, so we have a fighting chance of being menatzeach over the yetzer hara.